Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm. We're conducting a survey about important issues in our state and local communities. Will you have a few minutes to participate?
Sure.
Thank you for your help, sir. First of all, are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
I am.
And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely will vote, likely will vote, may or may not vote, or will not vote?
I will be voting yes.
Okay, definitely. And now I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I will then like you to tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of that individual. The first name is Robin Thicke. Do you recognize that name?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of that person?
Somewhat favorable.
The next one, Chris Chafee. Do you recognize the name?
Do not.
Okay. The next one, Larry Hogan. Do you recognize the name?
Yes.
And how would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
And the last one, Donald Trump. How would you rate him?
How would I rate him?
Yeah, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Donald Trump.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. And if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Thicke, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
Oppose.
Strongly oppose or just somewhat oppose?
Somewhat oppose, yes.
And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
Somewhat oppose.
And now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Very, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all. The first one, economic issues, inflation, family, budget, and debt.
Issues very important. Very important.
Okay. The next one, being a candidate who supports Donald Trump. This is very important for you, somewhat, not too important, or not at all.
Not too important.
Job creation and economic development. How important?
Very important.
And the last two, energy independence for this country?
Important.
Very or somewhat, sir?
Very.
The last one, securing and protecting our southern border. How important
very.
Is that? Very important. Very. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 75% now. I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Thicke. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you, just let me know. Just three. The first one, Robin Thicke says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicke?
I know what he stands for, and none of that really changes my mind.
Okay, so does it make no difference to you?
No difference.
Okay, and the last two, Robin Thicke is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Thicke will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, much less likely to vote for Thicke, or does it make no difference to you?
It doesn't really make a difference to me.
And the last one, Robin Thicke will use his position as U.S. senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely, less likely, or does it make no difference to you?
No difference.
Okay. And now, this is basically the last part. Again, thank you for your help. I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After which, please tell me if the information makes you more likely, less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you, just let me know. The first one, Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does this make you more likely, less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
I guess more likely, yeah.
Okay, but somewhat more or much more likely? Somewhat more. And the last two, as governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, school, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors keep their states open. Does this make you more likely, less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
Doesn't make a difference.
And the last one, Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely, less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
No difference to me.
Okay. And I'd like to ask you once again, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote now that you have a little more information? Robin Thicker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
And generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
I don't really confine myself to certain titles or borders when it comes to my politics.
Okay. But the last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Can you please tell us into which of the following age groups do you fall, 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
40 to 49.
Thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is very important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.